Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of the 1001 Films Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Gardner, and today I'm going to be reviewing the newest entry in the John Wick franchise, John Wick 4. I saw this movie a while ago. It was really good, had lots of really great action sequences, and I will give you my full thoughts right after this. So I've been a big fan of all of the John Wick movies since the first one came out, I think in 2014 or 2015, kind of as a surprise renaissance for Keanu Reeves and his action career. I really enjoy John Wick 3. I think that one's probably my favorite one, even more so than the first one. But I really, really liked this one, John Wick 4. It kind of had a slow start and kind of slow in the middle, because I didn't really find the story as engaging or as easy to follow. But you don't really go to these movies for Aaron Sorkin level writing. You just need enough to get you to the next fight scene. And so the story in this one was serviceable. I wouldn't say that it's any kind of groundbreaking writing or material. But the real star of this movie is the action. And a lot of action movies today, they cut too much. They are over-edited. They don't. It's kind of hard to follow what the actors are doing in the fight scenes. But what John Wick has done and has kind of really taken influence from, like Hong Kong Kung Fu movies and from movies like The Raid and The Raid 2 and Old Boy, and kind of that Korean, just Asian cinema, is that what they do is they essentially lock the camera down, put it on a tripod, and just let these two stunt performers, these two actors, just go at each other. And it really makes it feel real. It makes it feel more authentic. And it's harder on the stunt performers and on the actors, but the product that comes out of it is infinitely better than stuff that's over edited and takes a lot of jump cuts and shaky cam and handheld camera work that really gives it like this kinetic, chaotic feel. I prefer, like, when there's a fight scene, to actually see the actors fighting. And there are a lot of really good fights and stunts in this film, and they do a lot of long takes. So there's are certain fight sequences where there are no cuts, and the amount of conditioning and practice that the stunt performers and Keanu Reeves himself have to go through to just be able to physically do these actions and make them look real, and do these fight scenes and make them look real, is on a whole nother level. And I really like that in this one particular, in all of the John Wick films, but something about this one in particular, that you can really see that it's Keanu doing the stunts. You know, it kind of reminded me of that scene in that one Mission Impossible movie where there was the motorcycle chase, and everyone in the motorcycle chase was wearing a helmet except for Tom Cruise, because he wanted people to see that he was the one that was actually driving this motorcycle on this freeway during this chase scene. And John Wick 4 definitely has moments like that. And I think this movie and this franchise, really, along with, the action movies of the 90s, like Point Break and The Matrix, I really think you should put Keanu Reeves in that kind of upper echelon of legitimate action stars, like with Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger and Bruce Willis and Jean-Claude Van Damme. Like, I think now it's undebatable. Keanu Reeves deserves to be on that list of action stars. It's a fun movie overall, but I really felt the length at some points. Like I said, it was kind of slow to start, and kind of there's points in the middle where it kind of gets honestly a little boring. But once that action picks up, and once you get the car chase scenes and the long cuts and the fight scenes, that's really the reason why you would go to see this movie, or any of these movies. And I saw an interview with the director a few months ago, where he was saying that this kind of world that John Wick is in is that it's like a fairy tale or like a fantasy. Like John Wick can fall off a building and like slam onto the top of a car and roll off onto the ground and then just stand up and fix his cufflinks and then just walk away, like almost like nothing's happened to him. And that's super unrealistic. So these movies are, like he said, are hyper stylized fairy tales, that it's not set in, medieval England with knights and dragons and stuff like that, or like that kind of a fairy tale or that kind of a fantasy movie. But it is in the sense that John Wick is, he's the Baba Yaga. He's like he's has is this thing of legend. Like it's the story, this archetypal story that's being told, that's set in the modern world, or set in, what looks like modern day New York City. So if you go into these movies with that in your mind, then all of this sense of like making it seem realistic and all of this sense of making it look like, like real life and what would really happen if there was a secret underground society of assassins. That's just put that all out of your mind and just go into it thinking like this is just as much a fantasy film as it is as Lord of the Rings. And I think you'll enjoy it more. So with that being said, I would just say, if this movie is, like I said, is long. It's like 3 hours. It's pushing 3 hours. It's like 2:45. I think they probably could have cut out 15, 20 minutes, get to the action sequences a little quicker and keep the pace going. It would have been even more enjoyable. But other than that, I really have no complaints. This was a great movie. Like I said, it's probably out on streaming or on Blu-ray, or you could probably rent it off of iTunes or Amazon or whatever. So definitely check it out. It's definitely worth the watch. Thank you guys so much for listening. You can follow me here on at 1001 Films Podcast, or on my blog at 1001filmblog.com, or on Twitter at SMG Reviews. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will catch you next time.